As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Bruce, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Where do I get World Series tickets?
Yeah, that is what we're all wondering. Do they strip the Dodgers of that award now that the Cubs have won the World Series, or do they just wait and then play it come the fall classic?
I think we should just go straight to the NLCS and just take over from there. It's it was great theater so far this week with Arizona and the Dodgers being in town, and it's been unbelievable crowd reaction even for Wrigley Field, which is almost always electric. It's been beyond that lately. For anybody that's been there, they've, certainly the players have noticed. I remember just standing there two nights ago when they beat the Dodgers the first time, getting an interview after the game, and just standing there, and three or four of the players were just standing there probably 5-7 minutes still after the game, just watching the crowd go nuts, not wanting to leave. And, you see it a lot, but it's usually September. It's not April that you're seeing that type of reaction.
Yes, the Cubs are 16-10. And I think that I understand why there's so much excitement, because, Bruce, the number through 26 games, the 163 runs is the second most in franchise history. They're 16-10, but I need to remind you and tell me the difference. Last year they were 17-9. Did we feel this excited about that team then?
Schedule.
No. No, you didn't. There was not the electricity going on with the teams that they were playing, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think Council cautioned everybody about what it was like last year. The difference between the two was, if we were going to September and seeing if the Cubs had a chance and they were doing, the countdown to the playoffs, every single team that was involved in the playoffs that the Cubs had played had a better record than the Cubs, okay? So in this instance, 7 games and they beat the Dodgers 4 out of 7 doesn't mean anything right now in April, okay? It might in September. It might in for sure in October when you're matching up and you have that extra home game. So, again, we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but the reality that they played outstanding baseball against really good teams shouldn't be missed. It's the difference between last year and this year in April.
Bruce, are your sources saying anything about the popularity of PCA in Japan? Is he now considered the better player now that Ohtani's a bum?
He's really popular there. And, what he talked about the most when he came back from Japan was how he was – treated by the people there, how he was so excited about getting some of the clothing lines there, the streetwear, the popular dress code for there. He was in on all of that. And it was, it's fun to watch another culture actually embracing PCA for just a short visit there. But, you know, the electricity that this guy provides is just, you know, it's hard to compare, you know, what athlete. Is it Javier Baez, the last cup player that created that kind of
It's a great comp.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a great comp. Bruce, I think it's the fun point of the Cubs in terms of this season that we quibble over everything because you want them and you see them being championship caliber, winning a division and making noise in October. In that vein, what's going on at third base? Because now Nicky Lopez becomes the fifth guy or the sixth guy to get a look there. Is he here just to shore up the defense? What do you anticipate in the way of a platoon? And what happened to Gage Workman?
Well, Workman was never ready. You know, he won a job in spring training. How often do we talk from spring training and caution people, hey, this guy's playing great. He's hitting over 400. Left-handed hitter with power. You know, he used to be a switch hitter. He changed. Can play three or four different positions. Yeah, how well is he going to play those three or four positions when he goes into a major league game? How about going up against a major league breaking ball in the season as compared to, you know, a fourth or fifth pitcher in a spring training game? Those are the differences. And Workman can still be a good ball player, but for a team that wants to win and be successful all season long, you know, he was just not going to be the 25th and 26th player. And it was really nice to see, you know, Turner yesterday walk and get a hit, you know, little increments of showing that he's going to be able to help this team out. Certainly, he's been a big voice on the bench. Everybody's turned to him, having his, you know, experience and the idea that he's going to be there with big hits during the year. It hasn't been there yet, so he's got to get going. Last night was a good indication for him to, you know, step it up, and he did just a little bit.
But Nicky?
Nicky is there for defense, period, right? Isn't that? I mean, what we learned is Workman, and I feel bad for him, Bruce, and I've got questions about him, but basically, the Cubs are too good for a Rule 5 player. It is really hard for a Rule 5 player to make a team. It would be great. He would be great on the South Side. Can they just claim him now and take him? Because otherwise he gets sent back to Detroit. Wouldn't that make sense for a team that can't seem to hit? And you know, a team with a third baseman who can't seem to hit? Why not go ahead and take Workman and move him to the South Side? Wouldn't that make
It's a great call. And they're probably second in line. It goes reverse as far as record goes.
Right.
From the other league. And they might be first or second, depending. You know, Colorado is right there. But, again, it would be Colorado, then probably the White Sox with the worst record. And he'd look really good there, developing like the rest of them have to at this point in time. I would just say that, you know, I asked counsel before the game about how realistic it would be to go out there and get a guy like McMahon with Colorado or – you know, I didn't mention the name because they can't talk about individual players, but that's who I'm thinking of. You know, some professional guy that's not going to cost him an arm and a leg in a trade. And, you know, they said, you know, realistically, we still think Shaw's our third baseman. And when he gets enough reps down there and he starts to change some of the things in his swing and gets enough playing time. I don't know how many games he had at AAA, but there weren't that many last year.
They're changing his swing, right? Isn't that it, Bruce? I mean, it seems fairly obvious.
Well, they're cautious about changing every mechanic for the guy, right? I mean, there's a lot of unconventional things that Shaw does. They don't want to, you know, rework everything to the point where he's confused when he goes up there. But, you know, the leg kick is something that they have to straighten out.
The toe point is a little unorthodox as well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the whole thing is a little unorthodox, but
we
they
just
didn't
fixed
mess
three
with it.
Things with it.
I know, it's okay. That's all. It's a long list. Bruce, I ask you this. After the game, we learned something that I think sounded a little bit more troubling than maybe Craig Counsell made it appear. Ryan Pressly had his knee drained, and he's going to be just fine. Nothing to see here.
He's going
to
pitch Friday.
What do you think?
Well, that's what they said. It was the first that we heard about that, and there was another injury to talk about too, and that, it, you know, that's with Suzuki. Yeah, it injured his wrist about a week ago, missed 3 or 4 games, and now re-aggravated it 2 nights ago, and we don't know how long that's going to be. So these things are going to happen. Everybody loses players. The Cubs seem well fortified. I mean, Hodge went in there and stood tall. The only time he's failed this year is when he gave up a slam on one pitch. But, you know, the reality is that they're going to keep looking for more bullpen help along the way. That's what Hoyer said to a group of us reporters 2 days ago, that, you know, that's every day they're looking for more bullpen guys, and you get Drew Pomerantz as one of them who hasn't pitched in the major leagues in 4.5 years coming up, a left-hander that they made a trade for with Seattle the other day. And they're going to continue to do things like that.
Hmm. Great stuff, Bruce. Always fun to talk about it. It's been really fun to watch.
You did a great job last night too, Bruce.
Yes.
Every night.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. Big draft.
You got a pick tonight, Bruce? Quickly.
Who are you taking?
Who are you taking?
I think I'm taking the Royals over the Tigers tonight. Oh, in the NFL. Oh. Have a great day, guys.
You're the best, Bruce. That is our guy, Bruce Levine. That's hysterical.